Welcome back to the Conscious Code series on the Embody Me podcast. I am Crystal Renee, the Soul Brand Alchemist, and we are covering all 64 human design gates, Chinese I Ching hexagrams, and gene keys, which all overlap each other. So basically, as the 12 zodiac signs go around the calendar wheel, the 64 gates also go around the calendar wheel. The zodiac signs only change once a month, while the gates change every 6 days. And that's where you get your six lines from: the first line, second line, third line, fourth line, fifth line, and sixth line, from the 6 days that the sun is in each gate. Now, because I was born on the fifth day of gate 59, I am a gate 59, line five. Just to give you guys more clarity on how these gates are determined based on where the planets were sitting in the sky at the moment that you were born and the location that you were born. It's very similar to an astrology chart, except they're much more intricate and detailed. Okay, so it's like astrology on crack or steroids, however you want to look at that. But that's why I love studying these archetypes, because I've always been into astrology, and why not dig a little deeper? It's like the specific degrees of each astrological sign. Another thing I want to mention, I do follow Vedic astrology now. I follow Western and Vedic astrology because I believe that Western astrology is manifested in our reality because of the fact that all of us in the Western world are collectively manifesting the energies of Western astrology. So I do believe they say that Western or tropical astrology is our body, and that Vedic astrology or sidereal astrology is the soul, because those two forms of astrology actually follow the alignment of the stars. Now, cosmic design basically shifted the human design gates based on the difference of degrees that are off in Vedic or sidereal astrology. Now, here's the problem with that. All of the human design gates and gene keys were derived directly from the Chinese I Ching hexagrams. Now, those hexagrams are actually fixed to the Chinese calendar year. They are fixed to the earth. They are not fixed to the alignment of the stars. And that is why Ra Uruhu decided to use tropical or Western astrology in determining what zodiac signs that these gates are in, because of the fact that tropical and Western astrology is fixed to the earth and the equinoxes and the solstices. I do believe that the equinoxes and solstices have changed and need to be updated because of the poles shifting and just the tilt of the earth and all of the things that have changed since astrology was first discovered. But because the I Ching hexagrams are fixed and they do not change according to the stars, it is my personal opinion that cosmic human design is not correct. Of course, you can do whatever resonates with you. And when I looked at my chart and the gates that I had in the chart, I'm not going to say that I didn't resonate with them, but I resonate with all gates. But knowing that I really did a lot of research into this, because last year I went through this whole thing where, you know, I started following Vedic astrology and then I started questioning whether my gates were correct. So your gates do not change in human design according to your Vedic astrology. The gates stay the same, which means your design stays the same. The only thing that changes are the astrological signs that the gates sit in, right? So that's why I let you know the tropical and the Vedic sign that these gates are sitting in. Another thing I want to mention to you guys, the doors to Soul Brand by Design, which is a group program, very intimate and exclusive premium experience, because if you join in this round, you will be one of the founding members. It's at the lowest price it will ever be of $1,555. And there are payment plans available as low as $168 a month for a 12-month payment plan. There's different payment plan options as well. Basically, I am walking you through your soul discovery process, where we dive deep into your human design and other astrological elements of your energetic blueprint. And then we take that information and we create a brand message that resonates with your soul clients. And we identify exactly who your soul clients are, the people that are meant to be in alignment with the service or products that you offer in your brand. And then the third phase is taking all of that information and creating a visual brand identity that reflects all of who you are on a soul level. And it's a 12-week program. There are only 14 seats available. I will put this link in the show notes if you want to learn more about what that program offers and join us as a founding member. There are so many bonuses that I give you. Go ahead and take a look at that. The link is in the show notes. I cannot wait to get started on April 1st, if that's something that you're feeling called to do. Today, we're talking about Gate 25, and that's what I refer to as the unconditional lover. And this is the gate of spirit of the self, or the gate of innocence and human design. Located in the G center or identity center, moving towards the heart or ego center, through the channel of initiation, which is the design of needing to be first. And this is through gate 51 that it's connected to. In the Gene Keys, it is called the myth of the sacred wound. In the I Ching, it's called innocence. Thunder rolls under heaven. It's in the tropical sign of Aries and the Vedic sign of Pisces. So the overall energy of Gate 25 represents an archetype of love that transcends conventional bounds and resonates with universal, unconditional love. It's a pure and compassionate energy that embodies innocence, acceptance, spontaneity, and the profound ability to connect with others and all living things equally. And those that have this gate are often characterized by their innate healing abilities, driven by a love that is transcendent and unbound by the material world. So let's talk about the shadow of this gate, which is constriction. And this represents the presence of constriction in your life and can manifest as fear, judgment, or a sense of unworthiness. So in your repressive nature, or if you're an introverted person, this can show up as being ignorant, where you have an inability to look at your own pain. And ignorance is misery, not bliss. It does not know how it feels. It refuses to even look at it. And in the reactive nature, or if you're a more extroverted person, this shows up as being cold, where you're unwilling to own your pain and express it through projection. So you hate how you feel and you take your pain out on those that are closest to you. So in the shadow, you may struggle to comprehend others and you might find it challenging to understand why some people behave in the ways that don't align with your perception of love. And this can leave you feeling confused and uncertain about how to respond. You're very vulnerable to being taken advantage of in your shadow, because your tender and open-hearted nature can attract individuals who may take advantage of your unconditional love. And setting healthy boundaries is crucial to protect yourself. There's a lot of detachment and misinterpretation, where others may misinterpret your universal love, perceiving it as cool or detached. Remember that your love embraces everything without preference. You feel very misunderstood in your shadow. You have a lot of challenges in relating to others. Your actions come from innocence and acceptance, but others struggle to relate to your way of being, or your capacity to love everything equally might be seen as a radical concept, leading to misunderstandings or judgment from others. You could either be cold or ignorant to the pain that you experience in your life. In the shadow of constriction, there's something holding you back from experiencing the unconditional love that lives within you, whether it's fear, judgment, feeling unworthy of the love that you have to give. So coming out of that shadow into your gift of acceptance, which allows you to unconditionally love yourself and others by embracing what is without judgment or resistance, so you can experience a profound sense of love and connection, you know, accepting your pain, accepting that you're different, accepting that you are misunderstood and that people may not fully get your loving presence, is the first step. So in acceptance, in your gift, you embrace divine timing, or you possess the energy to have faith trusting that the right opportunities will present themselves in the perfect moment. And with this mindset, you can sit still and concentrate on what truly captures your interest. Your patience becomes a virtue, and you understand that everything has its own time and season. You follow your inner guidance with clarity. You have a deep connection with your intuition, and by cultivating mindfulness through practices like meditation and journaling, you can stay present in the moment, finding that inner peace and stability, the acceptance that lives within you, accepting everything as it is. And you trust in transformation. You understand that everything unfolds in its own time, and you embrace these moments of spontaneity and playfulness without rushing things. Your trust in the natural timing of life allows you to grow and evolve gracefully in your gift. And in your siddhi, or highest level, highest state of being, which is universal love, you embody universal love, transcending personal preferences and conditions, and your heart becomes a vessel for boundless love. You are the embodiment of pure love in your siddhi. And because of this, you are an anchor for others. You have this grounded and calm presence that serves as a natural anchor for those around you, and you can guide them to pause, gain clarity, and find their own natural timing. Your soothing aura brings peace to others during stressful times. And if you think about this gate, it's very linked to timing. It's like something's constricting you from showing up, or you accept what is in the present moment, or you just embody love, which opens up space and time for everyone around you. And because of this, you have the ability to slow down time through stillness and calmness, which enables you and others to access deeper insights and clarity. Richard Rudd of the Gene Keys says, the more you pause, the more time you create for yourself. So this gift allows you to navigate life's challenges with a sense of ease and flow. Your attunement to natural living systems grants you a deep appreciation for how environments thrive and survive naturally. As you embody the essence of stillness, you find harmony with all of life and love, and you become a vessel for life's energy to flow through, inspiring others to seek their inner stillness and peace. So if you embrace these gifts, you will experience profound growth, purposeful action, and a deep connection to the natural flow of life. So trust in the power of stillness, and it will guide you to a higher level of consciousness and fulfillment and universal love. So in your shadow, it's like something's stopping you from being the embodiment of love. Something's constricting you. And then when you come into the state of acceptance, acceptance of all that is, all of your fears, all of your shadows, and the fact that, you know, just being able to see the beauty in other things and divine timing and knowing that everything is happening exactly as it should, you can then truly embody that universal love that lives within you. And if you have this gate active, you can use this in your brand, in your business, to promote love, to promote acceptance, self-acceptance, to help people move past and through the constriction that they experience in order to show up in their full capacity, in order to accept themselves fully and accept everything in their life. And as you guide them into accepting all aspects of themselves, they can then embody that universal love that you have to give. So here are some contemplative questions that you can ask yourself if you have this gate active. How can I deepen my capacity to love unconditionally, both myself and others? How do I navigate life's challenges with grace and calmness, trusting in divine timing? And what are the areas in my life where I need to practice greater acceptance and surrender? And here are some tips that will help you further embrace the shadow of constriction and embody the gift of acceptance and universal love. One is to take time to reflect on situations where you feel constricted or judgmental towards yourself or others. Ask yourself why these feelings arise and explore any past wounds that may be influencing your reactions. Cultivate a regular mindfulness practice to become more aware of your thoughts and emotions. Mindfulness can help you observe any tendencies towards constriction and judgment without getting carried away by them. And let go of rigid expectations about how life should unfold. Embrace the idea that everything has its own timing and trust in the natural flow of events. This can help you navigate challenges with greater ease and acceptance. Call the unconditional lover, gate 25, very loving, kind, accepting, non-judgmental gate when you're in your gift. If you're loving the Conscious Code series, definitely subscribe if you haven't already. I would love to connect with you on Instagram. My Instagram handle is at IamConsciouslyCrystal. Go ahead and give me a follow over there. Send me a message. I'll follow you back. I want to connect with my audience. You can ask me questions there. I will be very active there. I also have a TikTok at IamConsciouslyCrystal. And also, these episodes are on YouTube. If you're not watching this on YouTube, I'll put the link in the show notes as well for that. But I am so grateful for your presence here every single week. You're showing up, you're listening to these episodes. I'm seeing my audience grow. Share this with your other human design and gene keys enthusiasts that are obsessed with learning about themselves like we are, right? With that being said, I love you guys, and I'll see you again when the sun transits into the next human design gate.